My childhood with Sri Bhagavan by Srimati Rajalakshmi, continued from the March-April issue. Sri Bhagavan's glance of grace fell upon Srimati Rajalakshmi at the tender age of 3 years when she met her God and Guru in the company of her grandmother Venomal, sister of HMR. Sri Bhagavan's grace became the guiding force in her life and that of her family. In this, the second part of an interview conducted at Sri Ramanashramam in 2008, Rajalakshmi describes how as a child she used to cook for Sri Bhagavan as well as her interactions with his devotees. Rajalakshmi's son A. Vishwanathan, who was also present during this interview, visited Arunachal Ashrama in New York in 2017 before his passing. Sri Anatha Padmanabhan, the translator of this article, had a chance to meet him and to discuss Rajalakshmi's lifelong devotion to her guru. She begins by describing how she fed Sri Bhagavan. Sri Bhagavan used to select and give me small pebbles for me to play cookery. I used to play at cooking several dishes with them and feed them to him. Sri Bhagavan was telling others how I used to play, naming the various pebble dishes and feeding him. Sri Bhagavan would also pretend to eat them, and I don't remember if he actually swallowed them or spat them out. Venupati used to scold me, asking why I was feeding Sri Bhagavan with stones. He would tell her that it was real to me as a child. Eggplant curry, payasam, etc. Even though to Venupati it might not have seemed so. One day I wanted to sit next to Sri Bhagavan in the dining hall to have lunch. Venupati was serving eggplant curry and I asked for more. Venupati said, Asa asa paramadukkam, nirasa paramasukam. Desires lead to sadness. Desirelessness leads to happiness. So, don't have desire for all these things. I was only 10 years old. Then she went to serve Sri Bhagavan. Sri Bhagavan said to her the same words she had said to me. Venupati told Sri Bhagavan that the lesson was only for me and not for him. Sri Bhagavan told her that it applies to all, including Sri Bhagavan, and he refused to accept more eggplant curry. You refuse the child, and the same applies to me also, he said. Sri Bhagavan had lost his mother, Taya, in Vaikasi, April, May, and my mother passed away in Taimasam, January. Sri Bhagavan used to say that he and I were the same, as Sri Bhagavan's mother and my mother were gone. Taya also had been very considerate. She used to tell my party to go home quickly as my pregnant mother was alone at home. Taya and all were then living at Virupaksha cave. She used to scold Venupati, telling her, see, one day your daughter is going to give birth on her own as you are here all the time. As it happened, Venupati was away at the ashram, then went to the temple for an abhishekam, and by the time she reached home, my mother had given birth to me with the help of the maid servant. Taya's words proved true. On a different occasion at Pachayaman temple, when Sri Bhagavan was there, lots of rice and groceries had been donated. Sri Bhagavan asked that they be cooked, and Sri Bhagavan himself set up firewood ovens with stones for cooking. Party and others were worried that so much food was to be cooked and wondered who was going to eat it. Sri Bhagavan told them to just wait and see. As Sri Bhagavan had said, lots of people came to the temple and they all ate the prasadam and nothing went to waste. Hey Vishwanathan, can you tell us about Kavi Kanta Ganapati and your experience with him, Rajalakshmi? This happened when I was a little child. It was at Virupaksha cave when Ganapati Muni was with Sri Bhagavan. My mother was suffering from a big boil on her chest and was very sick. The local hospital could not diagnose the problem and Venupati was set to take her to Vellore hospital. Before going there, she went with my mother, Balu, to see Sri Bhagavan, and Nayana was also there. Nayana did japa for 1 hour with Kapuram camphor on a vibhuti plate and asked Venupati to smear the vibhuti holy ashes on my mother's body. Party did the same, and during the night the boil gave way and my mother became much better. This was told to me by Venupati. When Nayana was in the Namashivaya cave here, he had given me Mantrupadesam. After that, I did japam of the mantra. Question: tell us about your experience with Seshadri Swamigal eating at your home. Rajalakshmi, I was 10, 11 years old and I used to eat Palay Sadam, leftover rice from the previous day, soaked in water, and go to school. I was eating one day and Seshadri Swamigal came and asked to be served the same and insisted on the old rice. If we did not listen, he might have thrown the rice. So I gave him that. After eating, he offered to drop me at the school. Many times he had walked me to school. He used to sleep outside Chinnakurukal's house, three houses from where we lived, so many days. If he saw me, he would accompany me to school or back. Or if he saw me coming from the ashram, he would come with me. "Don't go alone," he would say. I used to call him Mama, and he would ask me about my studies, if he chanted slokas, etc. Question: was he always shabbily dressed? Rajalakshmi, his dress was not torn, but always dirty. If someone gave him a new garment, in 2 days, it would have become dirty. It was not possible to see him with good clothes on his body, but everybody admired and respected him as Swami. None would be harsh or indifferent to him. He used to sit and eat at the Mula Mandapam and tell me that I should eat without spilling any food. Once, I'm not sure if I was going on Giri Pradakshinam or not, when I was a child, I would hold Sri Bhagavan's stick while walking. When my feet hurt, I used to complain to Sri Bhagavan. Ramaswamy Pillai or Kunjaswamy would carry me. I remember walking with Sri Bhagavan and holding his stick. Probably I was 4, 5 years old, I think. Question: did you keep in touch with Sri Bhagavan after getting married? Rajalakshmi: yes, I always wrote letters. In January 1939, I was in Kaki near Pune. While visiting my father in Tirupattur, I went to Thiruvannamalai to see Sri Bhagavan with my husband for the first time after marriage. Dandapani Swamigal asked me how my in-laws were and recalled my days with Sri Bhagavan as a playful child to all my in-laws. In 1941, during the Jayanti time, Dandapani Swami and Muruganath were there. We always saw Muruganath. I visited the ashram with all my in-laws and introduced them to Sri Bhagavan. Sri Bhagavan himself could identify all the illas. Sri Bhagavan always told me to chant or do all my practices inside, mentally, as my illas were not used to Sri Bhagavan and his teachings. I always practice what Sri Bhagavan taught me to think or chant inside, inwardly. Vishwanathan, how did K.V. Ramanan Mama spend time with you in his younger days? Rajalakshmi, K.V. Ramanan Mama was the son of Chelammar Echamal's adopted daughter. He was a 6 months old child when his mother passed away. She gave birth here in Thiruvannamalai, and after that she left as it was the time of the plague. It must have been 1923-1924. This child, Ramanan, was brought here. Echapati and Gyanambalpati, who is also a great devotee of Bhagavan, used to bring food here for Bhagavan. So I used to play with Ramanan when he was 6-7 years old. He was studying here at the Victoria School only. All of us had the practice of circumambulating the Kambath Nayanar, a deity, on the way to school. On one such day, he, K.V. Ramanan, finished the circumambulation, was washing his legs in the tank, and he slipped into the tank. The story of K.V. Ramanan is also told in an old issue of The Mountain Path. As this was happening, his Chitti, stepmother, had a premonition of his fall, and she came to the place immediately. Some unknown Paradesi Sadhu had taken him out and put him on the ground. She took the child home. At home, Echapati was angry to hear about the fall, scolded him and gave him a few smacks. In those days, if one fell, they used to mildly smack the child who had fallen down. That used to be the practice. Question. Later that day in the evening, when Ramanan Mama, then 6 years old, came to Bhagavan at the ashram, Bhagavan asked him, how deep was the Sivagangai Teertham? He asked him like that. Rajalakshmi, since you fell down into it? Question. No one had told Bhagavan. He asked on his own how deep the Sivagangai Teertham was. The Paradesi who had come there to save him was perhaps Bhagavan himself in disguise. Rajalakshmi, yes, yes, it must be Bhagavan. Vishwanathan, did you know those parties, senior ladies in the kitchen? Rajalakshmi, yes, Lokamma party, then Subbalakshmi Ammar. I know all of them well. Question, did you also go to kitchen and assist in cutting vegetables, etc.? Rajalakshmi, oh yes, I used to. They used to spread a large palm leaf mat and sit around it. Bhagavan also came. Once there was a lot of eggplant from somewhere outside. Bhagavan asked them to cut it and make vatal, sun-dried eggplant slices. So we all cut the eggplants, removed the stalks and the skin around the stalks, and kept that heap to be discarded. Bhagavan came and saw that being wasted. The stack was thick, as many of the eggplants were overripe. Bhagavan removed the thick outer skin of the stack and kept the thin inner part, and cut them and the skin into small pieces. He cooked a portion of the leftovers and asked all the others to do the same for all the leftover stacks and skin. So all cut the stacks and the skin into small pieces. That day, that was made as a side dish, kutu, a gravyish vegetable dish. That itself came to a large quantity. Gestures, the large quantity by hands. Bhagavan would insist not to waste even the interwoven layers of the skin of the banana flower. A banana flower will have many layers of thick skin that protect layers of florets. The skin is generally not used. He would ask to cut them into small pieces and make the kutu side dish. No one else would touch that skin, but Bhagwan would instruct us to cook it somehow. Bhagwan would insist on not wasting anything. On another occasion, I was travelling to Tiruvannamalai with my small child, Satya, to visit my sister-in-law, who had lost her son. I came to offer condolences and to help her. It was dark at the bus stand near the railway station. I was wondering how I could reach her place. As I was worried, I saw Ramana Padanatha and Kunjiswami at the bus stand, who just happened to be there. They asked me what I was doing there at this odd hour. Sri Padanatha was in dhoti and Kunjiswami in a sannyasin's orange dhoti. Padanatha told Kunjiswami that she too had grown up in the ashram as a child and took me in a vehicle safely to my destination. The next day, I went to the ashram and Sri Bhagwan asked me if I had had a safe escort the previous night. It is all Bhagavan's grace. Concluded.